stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, as we get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel, we're going to finish up hour one today by taking you to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the show is heard on AM 770 and FM 96.3 KKOB Radio. Located in the 47th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1912, today's destination spotlight is centered on the city known as the Land of Enchantment, and this portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well made, well tested, well traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you're going to put it through.
Yes, and like ours is going to be headed to Maui with us after the show. Mary and I, well, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro. Go to travelpro.com for 25% off as we fall in savings this weekend, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're headed to the show hotline once again as Tanya Armenta, CEO of Visit Albuquerque, is ready to go.
Tanya, welcome back. Nice to reconnect with you here on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it. Look forward to talking this morning.
Well, we are as well. You know, we last connected with you just over 5 years ago, Tanya, back in our September 15th, 2018 live broadcast. And in a constantly changing world that we live in, that's a long time ago. So I want to begin this check-in hearing about some of the new things or maybe updates happening in your city that you think our show fans across the country should know about, you know, to come experience themselves.
Well, Albuquerque has been called one of the most culturally diverse cities in the U.S., and so really that is influenced by cultures from all over the world, and that shows up in an eclectic array of restaurants, galleries, art, museums, festivals, and attractions throughout our area. So I really encourage folks to take a look, closer look at Albuquerque and New Mexico. We really note it as there's really no other place in the country like Albuquerque.
So speaking of festivals, you have a folk festival coming up. I believe it's October 6th and 7th. And, of course, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. It's known around the world, happening again starting Columbus Day weekend, October 7th. So talk with us about how important that fiesta is to your city, what it's like attending the week-long event. And, you know, we're about 2 weeks out. Can people still make plans to come experience it?
They absolutely can. The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta is the largest hot air ballooning festival in the world, and Albuquerque is the hot air ballooning capital of the world. So more balloonists live here. Ballooning is something that you experience 365 days a year, but these 9 days really are a special time. There is additional programming around the region for Balloon Fiesta. So you're not only taking in Balloon Fiesta, you're taking in a lot of other fantastic programming and experiences and festivals. And this year there'll be just over 550 balloons that will take to the Albuquerque skies. There is a morning events, there's evening events, there is still a chance to come and experience it. There's still availability, and it is truly a magical time.
550 balloons.
Joy and wonder for kids of all ages.
Yeah.
Spectacular. So Albuquerque at Old Town is memorable to me, you know, from our travels there. This has to be, you know, the top destination or certainly one of them, Tanya. Talk about that and why it's such a big draw.
Well, historic Old Town is the founding of Albuquerque and is the location for the founding of Albuquerque. And when you talk about what things have changed, we've really seen, so you've got over 100 restaurants, attractions, museums, shops and galleries there in historic Old Town. And we've seen some new offerings come in. So some winery options and some brewery options and additional dining. And then just north of that is a new expansion of the Sawmill District. So Old Town and Sawmill working together with a food hall and a lot of additional, a new hotel luxury hotel. So there has been a lot of development in the Old Town and Sawmill area.
So, you know, Tanya, we do a segment on the show called The Museum Gallery, and Albuquerque is a city we could devote many museum gallery segments to. You've got the Albuquerque Museum, the Turquoise Museum, of course, a balloon museum, which makes sense, the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science. I could go on and on. There's a nuclear science and history museum. Talk a little bit about the art aspect.
Well, Albuquerque and New Mexico really known for traditional art and contemporary art. So you just mentioned and the number of museums that we have and a really broad array of museums. And they are conveniently located, many of them located in historic Old Town. But they offer so much. They're world-class, many of them very world-class, and unique experiences that really can't be found anywhere else. We also have a rattlesnake museum. That's a really fun element to Old Town. And the museums have fantastic exhibits, both temporary and long-term exhibits. And so we do just have a wonderful blend of
Well, lots to do there for sure. Yeah. So final question from us today, Tania. You know, share with us something enticing about Albuquerque that, you know, surprise our listeners and entice them to come visit.
Well, you mentioned the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Fun fact, we are on October 14th, there will be an annular eclipse. Albuquerque and the Balloon Fiesta particularly has been said to be the best event to watch the eclipse this year. We are in the direct path, and so fantastic opportunity. The balloons are actually going to glow during the eclipse. There'll be a balloon glow. So it's going to be a very unique and spectacular place for the magic in the sky.
There's a one-of-a-kind opportunity to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
So that's October 14th coming
Fun
with the eclipse
fact,
in Albuquerque. Folks, if you want to find out more information, plan your own travels, visit abq.org is the place to do it. Visit abq.org. Thanks very much for your time today, Tania.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tania. Take care.
All right, there goes Albuquerque, Mary.
A balloon glow.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
On the 14th? Yeah. 14th. For the eclipse. Sounds fun.
It does indeed. And that is how we're going to wrap hour one of the program today. Five more segments to go until we depart for Maui. Don't go anywhere. 50% of today's September 23rd show is still coming your way. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, folks. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.